Seth looked over at Jenny's pale, petite left hand. The only ring on it was her mother's opal. He knew how much it meant to her. It was the only physical thing she had left from her besides fading memories. Today, though, Seth hoped to add another ring and another memory if Jenny would agree. He'd thought a lot about it, and had picked out the ring within a few days of getting out of the hospital. He'd had to have Link's help to go pick it up after it had been sized properly, and now it rested in a red velvet box tucked into his inside jacket pocket. "Hey, babe," he'd said earlier that morning. "I've got to fly the airplane down to Dickinson to have a new radio installed. How do you feel? Would you like to come along?" He had to talk real fast to get Doc Griffin to renew his flight medical. The biggest issue was to need nothing stronger than ibuprofen and Tylenol for pain management for his bullet wound. He refused to let anyone know just how much it really hurt. Movie actors lie, he thought to himself with a little chuckle. At the time, though, he was so pumped up on adrenaline, he didn't even realize he'd been shot. It was only afterwards that the excruciating pain kicked in. Barely 30 minutes into the flight, Seth glanced over at Jenny, already nodding off. He was sure that she had no idea that they were going in a big circle. Her strawberry blonde hair and elvish nose reminded him of Tinkerbell, the way her front locks drifted over her eyes as her head bobbed up and down. Zing. Another heartstring just attached itself. How can one man get so lucky twice? "Hey, honey, I've got an idea. Let's see if we can spot your wild stallion when we are over the Badlands," he suggested. "Oh, that would be so cool," she said, her eyes suddenly wide with excitement. "It seems like such a long time ago that we saw that beautiful stallion. But really, it was only a few months ago," she said almost as an afterthought. "Both of our lives have changed, and soon it will change yet again," he thought, as he was resting his hand on her belly. Suddenly, there was a huge kick. It made him feel gooey inside. "That's one of my children," he thought. They weren't flying much more than a few minutes when Jenny started to nod off again. Try as she might, she just couldn't seem to keep her sky blue eyes open. Occasionally they were stormy blue depending on her mood, Seth thought with a quiet little chuckle. The pregnancy took its toll on her energy reserves, and that made Seth smile even more, as his plan was coming together quite nicely. He positioned a certain hayfield outside of Jenny's window and pulled one of the engines to idle. Jenny's head popped up and she looked around. "What's wrong?" Brushing the hair from her eyes, her gaze darted from Seth to the controls and back to Seth. "We seem to be having a little engine trouble," Seth said calmly. "I knew I should have bought more gas back there."
"What?" Jenny exclaimed. "We ran out of gas?"
"Yes, but just in that engine. Not to worry, honey. We can fly just fine on the other one. That's why we fly a twin engine, sweetie," he responded with a patronizing smile.
"Are you sure?" she asked,
narrowing her eyes nearly to slits. "Oh, yeah," he said in a big, confident voice. "As long as the other engine doesn't also run out of gas, we'll be just fine."
"Oh, okay."
Her eyes then snapped wide open, and she asked with no small amount of alarm in her tone.
"Wait, what happens if the other engine quits too?"
Seth looked at her for a brief second, and then said with a little nonchalant shrug, "We crash." Seth waited another couple of moments for the idea to soak in before he pulled the other engine to idle.
"Uh-oh," he says calmly. "It looks like we lost the other engine."
"I thought you said not to worry,"
Jenny snapped again as she looked anxiously around the airplane.
"Well, it's not my fault. I thought we had enough gas," he said lamely.
"Okay, what do we need to do? They teach you this, right? What to do in a crash?"
"Yes, honey, we're going to be okay. I can still land safely if we can find a big field."
She stared at him with wide eyes.
"Okay, a big field," she finally said. "Got it."
But she continued to focus her expectant gaze directly at Seth. Seth glanced out his window.
"Jenny, I've got no big fields on my side. There's nowhere to land," he said with a tinge of desperation in his voice. "You've got to look out your window and see if you can find us a field on your side of the plane."
Jenny stared at him for only a half second in silent disbelief, then quickly peered out her door.
"Seth, Seth," she exclaimed, bouncing in her seat. "There's a huge field outside of my window.